My name is Josh Nason, and this is Josh Nason's Punch-Out here on WrestlingObserver.com. Welcome back. And we're doing, for the first ever time, an emergency edition of the show. Joining me for the very first time, and a fitting time to join me, Andrew Zarian of Matt Men, Wrestling Insider, for this very great website of ours, doing great work. And Andrew, welcome to the show. And I did not expect, like I told you a few seconds ago, I did not expect to be talking to you this morning. And I certainly did not expect to be talking to you about Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes being done with AEW. How about that?
Yeah, I thought today was going to be an easy Tuesday. My son's home from school. We were going to go to lunch. It was an easy day for me. I had all my work already done for the week. So I was like, I'll take it easy. We'll go to lunch. I'll have a little drink. It'll be good. But apparently that's out the window. Big breaking news. I thought my day was going very differently. But this has been rumbling since last week. And now we have an answer.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So yeah, even since a little bit further back, we learned that, you know, Cody was working without a contract. Contract expired, what, the end of December, January 1st, whatever it is. But it just felt like, you know, why wouldn't he come back? Why wouldn't he return? Because he was so kind of embroiled with the company, just part of the fabric of AEW, part of the founding. He was there at all the press conferences early on. He was a TNT champion a couple times. Had been a major part of everything, and obviously with the Road to the Top documentary or the docuseries, rather, whatever you want to call it, reality show, and then also with Go Big Show. Just everything just seemed to be there, and obviously with Brandi working for the company as well. And then on Tuesday, February 15th, we learned that Cody and Brandi are not coming back. What did you first hear? And what did you hear? And I guess we'll kind of start from there.
I mean, I think a lot of people have heard the rumblings that he's been distant over the last year or so with the other EVPs. And there were some stories that obviously unverifiable, that there were some arguments and creative issues. So that stuff has been going on for a while now. I don't know if that was true at the time, but I do know that, now looking at it now, you do know that that is true. He was a little bit more distant from them. For this story specifically, the rumbling started last week. So whatever happened, Friday, I started getting messages from people asking me if I knew anything about this. I saw also a report that Sean Ross Sapp put out, that there were that and essentially same exact story. I don't know if it's the same people we spoke to or what, but this was coming from the AEW camp that there was a major contract dispute. You know, they could not come to terms on an agreement. They couldn't figure out, there was a big mismatch as far as the financials go between AEW and Cody. And on Saturday, this was downplayed totally. And they were saying, no, it's not that big of a deal. Everything is fine. Yesterday, probably around noon Eastern, I started getting just bombarded with questions and speculation. And some people are saying that it could also be a work. And somebody called it the Cody Vortex to me, which I don't know what that means. I don't know if this is that they were in a Cody work shoot vortex, where I guess, you know, maybe he does this a lot. I don't know. I know nothing beyond that. But to me, it was being, you know, it was 50-50. Some people thought that this is just a storyline and they're trying to swerve everybody. And other people thought that this is legitimate. I did get a call from somebody within WWE that would have, you know, extent knowledge on this. And they said that Cody's camp has been in contact with them over the last few days. And that more than likely, the announcement is coming today. Same time, somebody in AEW also confirmed that there was a 10 a.m. announcement coming from AEW and Cody. Now, I didn't know that Brandi was involved in this, but obviously Brandy's also out once that Cody's out. So this is all, I mean, literally within minutes, this is all happening of us recording this.
Jesus. Yeah. So we learned this morning. So first, you had put it was going to be an interesting day on Twitter. And that kind of got me interested because that always means something's happening. And yeah, so we get this. It's 10:03. Cody put this statement out. And, you know, it's pretty lengthy. You can obviously see it on our website. I'm sure people listening to this have heard this now. Basically, thanks, everyone. Very appreciative towards everyone. Thanking Tony Khan, thanking basically everyone, thanking Amanda Huber, talking about the community relations stuff that they built there. And then Brandi released her statement. Again, very similar. Thanks to everybody. You talked about their Culture City, the Special Olympics work that they did, American Heart Association, all his partnerships there. And then Tony Khan released his own statement via the AEW Twitter account. And this is stuff with, you know, again, thanking both of them. And then, you know, but appreciation, all this stuff. Everyone's throwing roses each other's way. And I guess we'll kind of start from there or hit on there rather. So, of course, when we see any type of dispute, any type of departures, things like that, it's always like, okay, well, what happened? And really, we don't really know what happened. I'm sure we'll know in the days and weeks to come. But I am, I'll be very interested to see, as the industry will be, what was the reason for the split? Was it a money thing? Was it a disagreement over who knows what? I mean, it's hard to understand at this point, but I guess we'll find out soon.
I could tell you this much. This is beyond, it's not just money. This is not just a financial disagreement, considering the fact that, you know, he's one of the founders. He was, you know, generally when you I forgot how to speak this morning also. When you're involved from the start like this and you are part of the creation of this company, of a company like this, you generally don't leave just for financial reasons. You generally leave because there's other issues. Now, I don't know exactly what those issues are. People hear rumblings of creative or just business ideas and things like that. But I think this is all going to come to light within the next couple days, I assume, now that, you know, it's out there that he is out of the company. And, you know, and WWE is obviously showing interest, and he's showing interest in WWE. And this, I hope it doesn't get ugly, because I hate when things like this get ugly, but very possibly it could get ugly.
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable if it would. But that'd be wrestling news in 2022, right? It seems every time I think like the unexpected can't happen, it does happen. So at this point, he can announce that he's like bought NXT and is going to start up as some spinoff in like Antarctica. And I'd be like, okay, that makes perfect sense, because everything happens these days, right?
Yeah.
So the last few connections he has to WarnerMedia, obviously, is Go Big Show and Road to the Top. Go Big Show is like, you know, that's not really an AEW thing, you know, so it's like he could do that forever, and it's kind of one of those deals. Road to the Top that's kind of a trickier one, because they just signed on for season two, both he and Brandy, and obviously it covers a lot of the behind the scenes happenings in AEW. It features both them quite prominently. We'll kind of get to the WWE angle of this whole thing in a second, but it's kind of like the timing of this is interesting, because I can't imagine if they were going to WWE that they'd want to have this whole process play out on a reality show. It'd be great for ratings, but also AEW and Tony Khan, associate producer, or executive producer, I believe, on Road to the Top. So this kind of adds a level of complication to the whole thing as well.
Yeah, it adds a tremendous layer of complication. But, you know, if, you know, Cody has gone down this outside wrestling path before. I believe when he first initially left WWE, he there was a point that he was considering, you know, just wrestling every now and then and really taking off his acting career. I think with AEW having that relationship with Warner Media, it was a great position for him to have the reality show and to be on other shows. But you know who else could do that? WWE could do that with him, with Peacock. They would love the idea of having another Miz and Mrs. style show on their brand. So I think if that's the case, and I don't know if he's filmed already this season of Road to the Top or what's going on with that, but he's in bed with Turner. So I don't know. This adds another layer of complication.
Yeah. So do you think WWE is a fait accompli when it comes to this, or are you kind of like, well, it could, but there might be something else happening? He may just be taking time off. He may be, yeah, to your point, going into acting, or do you think it's definitely the reason he's doing this is because, you know, WWE is a definite?
I don't know if WWE is a definite, but I can tell you that they want him if they could have him. And this is fantastic optics for their side of the argument that they're better than AEW, you know, when the founder, one of the founders of AEW, and I'm saying it in WWE wording, right? Yeah. Not that this is how I feel, but the founder of AEW left to come back to us. How good can that product be if they're the guy that left to start it is now coming back to us? You know, it's it falls right into their playbook. And, you know, unfortunately for AEW, this is a big optics hit for a lot of people. I don't know if it's going to matter at the end of the day where business goes. I think they're doing fantastic stuff anyway, and they have a bunch of debuts happening and more people are going there. But I think if you're WWE, to get him to go over, get Cody to go over to WWE in some capacity, that's a huge hit. Optics-wise, PR-wise, you know, this is right up their alley.
Yeah, and I assume they'd want him to talk about it in terms of, you know, really kind of put WWE over as the major leagues or whatever. There's part of me that just thinks that, I mean, look at what's happened since he asked for his release in May 2016 to now. Obviously, so much has changed in the wrestling business between May 2016 and now, but the same people are still there, absent, you know, the Nick Khans and those types. I wonder how he fits, if you were to go back, how he fits, if Brandy would want to fit into that, or if they're just like, is it a package deal? How they'd be presented, you know, because Vince, no matter what, as we've seen with all these guys that come back and girls that come back, he sees them at exactly where they were at their apex within the company. I look at Jeff Hardy, both Hardy boys when they were there. You look at Lita, just the way they're, when they come back, the way they're packaged, it's always like, this is how I remember them back in like the Attitude Era and so on. Would he be open to Cody Rhodes coming back as a, I don't think he's ever going to go back to Stardust, but you know what I mean? Like, is he comfortable with Cody being his own man now? And how does the whole dynamic, I mean, this Cody said a ton of things about WWE and NXT and Triple H throughout the years and kind of the way that things used to be that he didn't like them. How does that dynamic work? We still don't know what Triple H is doing. This is, if you were to go back, I am fascinated about how all of that plays itself out, because there's a lot of baggage there.
Oh, tons of baggage there. And, you know, it wasn't, I don't think it was terrible as far as, you know, relationships in the real world go. But I think, you know, on TV, he came out swinging against WWE really heavily. I mean, the sledgehammer on the throne and all that stuff. At the end of the day, you know, this is a very bizarre industry. His dad left WCW and he was a main player and went to WWE. You know, like This is a very unique industry that there's nothing that you could really compare it to, but it's also an industry that's quick to forgive, especially when money is involved. And I think if, you know, you throw enough money at Cody and you put him in a position that he's happy in, not saying that he's going to be world champion. I can't see that either, right? I can't see him coming in and beating Brock Lesnar for the title or beating Roman Reigns for the title, but, you know, you could do something interesting with him. You could put him in a key position and keep him happy and pay him a lot of money.
Mm. Let me just throw out one completely batshit crazy conspiracy theory for you. So we've always talked about, or recent years talked about, okay, once Vince is gone, what happens to the company? We know they're really good hands with Nick Khan on the business side, but does he really understand like the wrestling business thing? Probably not. And granted, they've moved so much towards sports entertainment that, you know, the level you need that at is minimalized, but you still need someone that understands the pro wrestling product. For so many years, people thought it was going to be Paul Levesque. We've seen what's happened in the last couple of years of Paul Levesque. What if somewhere, Stamford, Connecticut, one Sunday afternoon, Vince was thinking about stuff as he always does. He thinks, I need a guy that is going to be able to help take over the wrestling side of things and understand this business long-term. What if I could get a twofer? I could get someone away from AEW, put my finger up at them and say, you know, I got more money. I got one of your founding members and your VPs. And thinking long-term, this is someone that could potentially take over on the wrestling side of things and be a good number two to Nick Khan. Let me throw that out at you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Crazy things, right? Levesque is still there.
Yeah, how crazy is it? Now, I don't know as far as like booking goes, how hands-on Cody was on the AEW. I know that he did have a part in it, obviously, in the creative process, but I don't know how, you know, what ideas are his or what are Tony's and everybody else. But, you know, you're trying to build your brand right now. Who's running the creative side right now for WWE? Bruce Pritchard, you know? He's involved in there. Maybe Heyman a little bit on the SmackDown side with Roman and Brock and obviously Vince, but I think he definitely has a place to fit in as far as the business side goes. And I don't think he's looking – listen, this is me assuming, right? Like, I don't think he's just going to look to be an on-air talent. I think he's going to – he wants a little bit more. And obviously, we saw that with AEW, and it wasn't enough. If that's – you know, he's leaving. Obviously, what he was getting was not enough as far as – you know, key positioning goes, as far as the business decisions and as far as financial goes. But I mean, if you are going to bring in someone to help run the creative process and the TV side, wouldn't it be the guy that, you know, competed with you a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're trying to get some momentum back. And that leads into, like, you look like this past 12 hours, not even, you know, 24 hours with the Austin news, right? For WrestleMania, Austin, Kevin Owens, looks like that's potentially a go. And it seems like the giant may have been awakened a little bit. And, you know, I don't think they're going to make a full shift, but it seems like they want to get some mojo and some headlines back. And what better than to have one of your top stars of all time and a pop culture icon, still in Steve Austin, returning in Texas at WrestleMania. And then having, you already have Rousey that came back. And then potentially getting, for the wrestling-centric people, people are less sports entertainment-y, so to speak, you have Cody Rhodes coming from AEW. That would be, you know, not a... That's not going to shift all of a sudden all these fans back to WWE, but that's some good momentum to have.
Yeah, no, it's great momentum to have. And, you know, this was something that was said to me months ago that, you know, WrestleMania season, expect WWE to be on the offensive. And they've been doing a lot of defensive measures the way that they've been doing their TV and with NXT and everything. But now, you know, if you get Austin and then you maybe announce something for The Rock next year and you got Cody now and, you know, things... momentum starts shifting a little bit, and I don't think this is going to be a change to their philosophy as far as how they've been doing TV, but, you know, this kind of shakes things up a little bit and brings a little bit more eyeballs to your product, and it's, you know, a little bit of a 1-2 punch as far as PR goes.
So looking ahead, as far as the fallout from this, what we're looking for the why it happened. We're looking for where Cody signs next and when that time frame is. To me, I would think if he's going to sign WrestleMania, I mean, does it happen or sign to WWE? Does it happen before WrestleMania? Is this a post-WrestleMania surprise type thing? Maybe the Raw the Monday after? Or do you try to do something leading into it? Do you think you had enough for the show? I can't imagine it'd be as quick as Saudi Arabia this weekend, because that would be like to debut Cody Rhodes on a Saturday afternoon. It would seem a little strange to me, but again, anything's possible. I think to me those are kind of the two things that stand out. What, as far as like fallout, what else stands out for you that you're interested in hearing about?
I think all of the above. I think he should be saved for if he is debuting in WWE. I think the night after WrestleMania, you know, that Raw after WrestleMania, pump your Raw numbers a little bit, right? I mean, that's really what they want. But I think the bigger story here is going to be the why, right? And obviously, financials are going to be a major part of this, because everybody's going to talk about the fact that they couldn't meet on a term financially. But I work with so many corporate guys daily as my clients, and it is a rarity for somebody to start in ground up in a company, become a founder, becoming an EVP, key positioning on TV. Essentially, he's comfortable where he is. Right. He's not he doesn't have a boss on top of him screaming and creatively modifying what he's doing. He's pretty much left alone. For you to pick up and leave, there has to be more than just a financial disagreement.
Do you think there's any acknowledgement of him on AEW at this point, or is it thing that's done?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of weird, right? At this point, I mean, like, I could see them doing like a thank you, but then you kind of point. It's almost like if you know he's going to sign somewhere else, you're kind of pointing like, oh, he's leaving. He's going to sign somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would, you know, but AEW runs a little bit differently than WWE. So they tend to announce stuff and talk about stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if they said something on commentary that, you know, we wish all the success to Cody or something like that. But this is fascinating. And by the way, Brandy was in a program with Paige Van Zandt, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Man, well, that's very, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. The other thing I was thinking of in relation to AEW is, you know, obviously he was supposed to have the ladder match with Sammy earlier than he did, and obviously the contract expired. I'm wondering if this this decision was basically made, like, essentially before the contract was expired, but it was kind of like his last piece of business. It was just supposed to be done earlier. Just kind of a minor detail. I just wonder if that might be something. But I guess we'll hear. I can't imagine he's going to do the Chris Jericho podcast in terms of, like, you know, kind of tell all things like that. So I'm interested where, if he does kind of the tell all podcast, where that happens. It'd be great if it was on this network, but we'll see about that. But
you know what? Having Dave and Cody, you know, they could have that conversation. I just found it fascinating how the information trickled out. This is it all happened in real time with this stuff. And, you know, normally when you get information like that, it gets murky very quick. And I don't think any of this got murky from the beginning. It was still from the beginning. People were very on the money with what was happening.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that this is a shocker to a lot of people in AEW, even the ones that were kind of in on the know with what was going on. And you know, this is the first major hit when it comes to that company, when it comes to talent and when it comes to backstage stuff. You know, not saying the honeymoon is over or anything, but this is the first time that we're seeing something fall out like this from AEW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to have more of that, not necessarily in this this fashion, but, you know, we know people that have not worked, they're under contract, they haven't been on TV in a while, and we keep saying that, you know, it's great that they keep signing people, and literally like every other week they have someone new, but that means someone else is not getting an opportunity to be on either TV or YouTube on the dark shows, and at some point, like, people are going to, like, I need an opportunity elsewhere. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that this year. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, Andrew, on your supposed to be your morning off. Hopefully you can still some lunch with the kiddo and do something. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy day. Obviously, we can hear you on Mat Men every single week on this very network and also on YouTube as well. In addition to Sunday's Wrestling Observer Live, which you can hear every Sunday afternoon live on YouTube as well on this very website. And you had Lance Storm this past week. You had Dave Meltzer the week prior. I've been having some interesting guests. And anything else to plug? Obviously, you can follow you on Twitter, Andrew Zarian. And what else to plug?
Yeah, we're Live Pal.
Yes.
Also, that here on the Wrestling Observer website and F4W. I'll be on today with Garrett Gonzalez, and I'll probably have more details about this by the time the you know, that show rolls around at 4 p.m. Eastern. I'll probably have a little bit more information, so I'll be doing that today.
Great stuff. Well, Andrew, I appreciate you stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again after a while, as they say.
Thanks, man.